I'm always very pleased to welcome Tom Smith, who's a wonderful writer, whether he's doing traditional music or his own great compositions. Please welcome Tom Smith.
Tasting, 1, 2, okay. On Saturday, I was at, in Canaan, Connecticut, where I attended the memorial service for Sandy Payton. It was Sandy's co-founder of Folk Legacy Records. It was very impressive to see dozens of Folk Legacy artists all singing music for Sandy. And shortly after he died, there were several other prominent folk musicians who passed away. So I wrote this song for Sandy and Mike Seeger and Sam Hinton and Sandy Ives and Mary Travers. It's about a fictitious meeting between a young musician, sort of like this fellow behind me, Bruce Springsteen, and maybe some old man with a guitar. On my way home after playing a show, driving alone, I crashed in the snow, then climbed from the car, thanked God that I could. My electric guitar lay crushed where I stood. I didn't know then, but that was a sign. Was it fate, omen, luck, or design? When I met an old man alone at his door, he gave me his hand. I took so much more. I sat by his fire. The old man went to the hall, took down his guitar that hung on the wall. He sang of the past like a saint to a sinner. I knew that this must be the last folk singer. Magic was playing, it was wrapped in his song. I can't explain, but as I sang along to his words about sailors, farmers and such, mill workers and tailors, I swear I could touch their calluses, their sores, the sweat on their brows as they pulled on their oars and pushed on their plows. It's true that my plow has a different name. As I push on it now, I sweat just the same. And when our eyes met, I knew he could see I was in debt. His songs were in me, songs that will last in my soul. They will linger as they live in the soul of the last folk singer. He sang of the future, of peace, love, and light. We can get there if we just sing it right. To a world that is waking to the words and the chords of his songs for the making of plowshares from swords. The thought came along, what will become of all of his songs when the old man is gone? For nothing I've made ever gave my heart wings like those songs that he played on six humble strings. I awoke the next day, the old man had died. His sad guitar lay right there by his side, seeming to ask for the touch of his finger and the sound of the voice of the last folk singer. Then I found a note tucked under the strings with words that he wrote. A new bell must ring. I pass my guitar, it's the bell. You're the ringer, ring on is the hope of the last. Folk singer.
That was just beautiful. Big hand, please, for Tom Smith.